Thank you so much, Tanner.
My mom said from my side as she knelt next to the open cabinet door. I was currently lying on my back, wrench in hand and my head below the pipes in my mother's kitchen, trying to decide if I could figure this clog out on my own. I should be able to. After all, I'd had to fix it a few times already. But I knew that one day soon, my mother would have to call an actual plumber. It's no problem, Mom. Just make sure Cody stops throwing food down here.
I know, I know. For a kid who's never had a garbage disposal, I feel like he got used to them by watching fancy kitchen shows on TV or something.
I snorted, smiling even though my mother couldn't see my face. Kids these days. Some watch violence, some learn about fancy kitchens with garbage disposals.
Next, he'll want an ice maker.
The sound of her voice made me laugh, and I took a second to let the rumbles in my chest calm before I went back to securing the pipe. The clog's fixed, at least here and for now. You know, you may need to replace a few things soon, right? I asked, and Mom sighed.
I know, and I know you want to be an architect, not a plumber, but I'm glad you learned a few of those skills during that one summer job. Are you enjoying your new job? With the agency?
My mother thought I worked for an architectural firm as a paid intern. That couldn't be further from the truth. But it wasn't like I could tell my mother that I was a stripper. I took off my clothes for money, but somebody needed to. My mom worked full-time as an elementary school teacher, and with her income, she barely kept a roof over her head. I wasn't sure how much longer she could. The military still paid out benefits for my dad, but there weren't that many. When I was younger, an IED blast overseas had changed our world. Losing my father had rocked our family to its core and forced my mother to become a completely different person. She had pretty much raised us alone since Dad was rarely around because of deployment. However, it wasn't his fault. The military had taken him around the world, and he'd fought for our country. He'd helped others, but then died before he even got his first gray hair. Leaving behind my mother, me as a surly teen, and Cody, my far younger brother. We were finding our way. While it sometimes didn't feel like we were making it work. The bottom line was, a teacher's salary plus a widow's benefit didn't add up to much. That meant I needed to send money back to my mom to help out where I could. Raising kids was expensive, and Cody needed a normal life. So, if I had to take off my clothes to music and gyrate for cash, I would.
My head hurt, but I only had myself to blame. I had told my mother that I didn't have time to do lunch with them this afternoon, as I had a paper due in 2 days, multiple books to read, and was only halfway through. However, a Blake always made time for others, and they always made time for family. So, when my mother told me to come to lunch, even if I didn't have time, I did. I jumped when she said jump. It hadn't helped that lunch hadn't been exactly what I had planned. No, it had turned into a matchmaking session. Again. If I did my calculations right, I had now met every available son in my parents' social circle. I had even met a few daughters because my parents were open to whatever choice I made as long as I made a choice. Having to explain to my mother that I did not have time to date, and that while the people they introduced me to had been lovely, in most cases, I wasn't going to marry them and make my mother proud, was always hard. It wasn't that she wanted me to get merely an MRS. She wanted me to get a degree to be proficient with my MRS. You'd think it was the 1950s instead of the 21st century. However, I couldn't do anything about what my mother wanted. She would figure it out eventually. Realize that I wasn't going to walk away from the job I wanted to get. That I wouldn't walk away from social work. It would be hard and grueling, and while I was grateful for the trust funds I had, that privilege wouldn't be the only thing I relied on. It would be nice to find someone, though. Someone to share that time with. To share the burdens and happiness. To fall in love with. My friends had all done that. They had found their happiness and their forevers, even if nobody was engaged yet in my group. It would come. I knew it, deep down from the bottom of my heart. Even if Nessa and Miles were only moments into their relationship and hadn't yet declared themselves. I wanted to fall in love, get married, and have children. I wanted to have that life. But I hadn't found my person yet.